is CBS Eye on the World, the Scala Report, with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm, looking right now at the consumer, and the consumer is looking at the price of everything. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, consumer spending gains cooled in May. High inflation acts as a drag on purchasing power as consumers save less. That's the headline. Within the headline, of course, is a global slowdown. More so in Europe, you can see it. They're talking recession word quite in excess of the way we talk it here, but everywhere. Chris, a very good evening to you. We come to the cooling of the consumer, which is 70% of the American GDP, but you are B2B, and the other 30% is important here. We're going to look at what this means for going back to work, for the recovery. I testify that I traveled to Manhattan in these last days for a pleasant social occasion in the middle of the day. I stood in Grand Central and watched with my mask on, and half the people are not masked. Half are. On the subway, the same thing going downtown. I know Omicron is everywhere. Second infection, third infection are now commonplace stories you hear anecdotally. We also don't know the results of that Omicron and what it's going to mean for long-term COVID and for reinfection. However, it appears to me in Manhattan that people have decided, young people, middle-aged people, office people, to go back to work. And if they become positive, stay home, and then they go back to work again. What does that mean for commercial real estate? You have observations not only in Manhattan, but in tech country in San Francisco. Are the companies adjusting? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. I think every company in the U.S. is now trying to figure out what is the right strategy for in-office versus out-of-office. That's principally gone from people working fully remote to now some percentage of days back in the office, 3 days, 4 days a week, as that's growing. However, it's definitely putting pressure in New York and Chicago and San Francisco and others to how much office space is needed by many of these companies. I think you're seeing two different trends in New York, downsizing or right sizing of office space, where in San Francisco and in the Silicon Valley, you're just continuing to see the outflow of large numbers of companies, principally to Texas, because the business environment in California just continues to be so very difficult for companies to be able to sustain the very high costs.
You send me a website tracking the San Francisco tech exodus. There's some big numbers here. 17 million square feet of vacant office space in San Francisco. And 63% of the companies asked plan to or have already downsized their offices in San Francisco. Now, does this reflect the recovery from the pandemic, from concerns about Omicron, but from remote working, or the deterioration of the quality of life in San Francisco? Can we tell? Can we separate out those categories?
I think they're somewhat conjoined, but I'd add a third and probably even more significant factor, which is that the costs for these businesses to maintain and survive in San Francisco, the cost of acquiring talent, the cost of workers, the cost of taxes, the cost of everything, is just making the Bay Area as a whole uncompetitive in many industries. And that's why you're seeing HP, Tesla, Oracle, Charles Schwab, others saying we cannot be profitable in this market anymore. We need to move and move to a lower tax jurisdiction, a more favorable business environment such as Texas.
I testify what I've learned from Europe in these last days. This is an opportunity to compare and contrast. In Germany, speaking to a professor of sustainability in Berlin, what I've learned is the Germans are planning for a hard winter, with a complete unpredictable energy source because of the war, because of Russia, because of costs. And the way they're anticipating what's ahead is they're reducing demand side, making recommendations about the maximum temperature you can keep your house or residence in wintertime, or the number of kilometer speed you can have on the Autobahn, or this, Chris, they're recommending hybrid work schedules 2 days at home because it cuts down on commuting and then demand on gasoline. Now, we know that the Europeans can be quite comprehensive, and it comes from talk to action that's important. Have you heard anything on that scale here? Companies reducing demand side for their employees, less commuting or no airline tickets except for once a month. Anything like that, Chris?
You're certainly seeing more problems and more issues with travel because of the travel disruptions and the pilot shortages. But I think more broadly, you're seeing a large number of companies. It started in tech. It moved to banking. Now it's starting to move into retail. And you'll see these waves continue of mass layoffs. Companies are starting to batten down the hatches for the storm that's coming. And unfortunately, that's going to translate to significant layoffs in many large sectors.
That would be a way of dealing with demand side, a smaller workforce. Now, that also puts pressure on productivity. Did Silicon Valley get relaxed about productivity by adding that large workforce coming out of the pandemic? Did they overhire? That is a buzz about Amazon.
I think you're seeing in Amazon and in others, for the first time, e-commerce has pulled back a bit, where e-commerce statistics through the pandemic continue to rise at a rocket's pace. Now, because all consumer spending is down, e-commerce is starting to feel that effect as well. You're seeing decreasing e-commerce numbers for the first time ever. That being said, Mr. Bezos has talked about removing up to 10 million square feet of warehousing in the Amazon environment and lowering headcount within the company. I think it's more of a right sizing and adjustment. You'll still use Amazon Prime because of the convenience, but will you be buying as much if you're putting $6, $7 a gallon gas into your tank?
Another challenge, supply chain. We have this from Bloomberg, quoting Gene Soroka, the Port of LA's executive director, sounding optimistic, says Bloomberg, about labor negotiations ongoing right now. Soroka said this month's cargo volumes, quote, will rival our best June ever set just last year, and we're matching box for box our record-setting 2021. The additional information, inbound shipments over the next few weeks are looking solid, according to the port's internal forecast. Good for them. Good for labor negotiations. But does that mean the supply chain is solved or not solved? Can you read through this, Chris?
Not solved. There's still noticeable disruptions in China because of the very arbitrary COVID policies. The Shenzhen, Hong Kong border crossing is still not functioning anything near the way that it should because of these cross-truck restrictions. So I think what you're probably seeing is the strength in the LA ports is simply continuing to work off the backlog that's there. But the bottom has fallen out in China on the production side. Unemployment is spiking up. So there's definitely been a lightening of demand. And if you think about China as a trailing indicator, when you're moving something in container ships, you may be ordering that 6-7 months ahead. They're just now going to start to see the effects of what is the U.S. recession that's upon us.
Yes, the cooling. That's the metaphor used by the Wall Street Journal. Now we turn to the one detail that you can see because you fly so much. The airlines are said to be overwhelmed. A pilot shortage domestically, internationally. And at the same time, the demand for seats remains high. And the costs have been raised for everybody because of the price of fuel. I'm told that the tickets are climbing even as we speak. Has that in any way discouraged flights? Are the flights still packed? Are the flights still being canceled and people have to scramble for the next plane?
Flights are still full. There's still lots of cancellations that are going on. But in the last week, we've noticed prices starting to moderate a bit. I think people reading the headlines every morning of 2,000 flights canceled are starting now, even at the high cost of gas, to drive instead of fly. And it's changing consumer behavior. Whether that cools enough to allow the airlines to catch up is unknown, but it's still very disruptive.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. Again, the Wall Street Journal, personal income grew by 0.5% in May, the same as April's rate. Adjusted for inflation, however, after-tax income declined by 0.1% in May. People are cautious. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,